On this Sunday of peace, we understand that we live in a world that, to be honest, really does not know what peace is. There's turmoil that's in our streets. There's battles that are raging within families and across borders. It's been noted that in over 3,100 years of recorded world history, the world has only been at peace 8% of the time for a total of 286 years. Over 8,000 treaties have been broken after having been made. During this period of time of 3,100 years of recorded history, there have been 14,531 wars, both large and small, and over 3,640,000,000,000 people have been killed in war. There's a price to be paid in war. And I would submit to say that a great many people have no clue what peace is. And what you see on the screen there, peace is really foundational. And the foundation is Jesus. Our scripture this morning is found in Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the author of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Are you ready for Christmas? In our house, with the remodeling and getting settled back in, in part settled back in, some of the decorations are out, but some are still packed away. Some of the shopping's been done, some still to be done. Some of the Christmas programs have been attended, some still to be attended. A lot goes on during this season, doesn't it? And during this season of gift giving, the thing that we really need to understand is the greatest gift of all is the gift of peace that God gave through Jesus Christ. One Christmas time, Charlie and Lucy and Charlie Brown were talking. And Lucy said to him, "Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. It's the season of peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Therefore, I suggest that we forget all of our differences and love one another." This really intrigued Charlie, and he said, "Oh, that's wonderful, Lucy. I'm so glad that you said that, but tell me, do we have to love each other only this time of the year? Can't we love each other all year long?" Lucy said, "Are you trying to be a fanatic or something?" Some people who seek peace seem to be fanatical, but I would say that seeking peace is rational. In Scripture, peace is mentioned over 400 times. And in the Old Testament, we see the word for peace as being the word shalom. When the greeting of shalom is given, it signifies an outward freedom from disturbance as well as an inward sense of well-being. It's a premier blessing that you could say to someone. It's to say shalom. God gave us a shalom in a great prayer blessing that we see in Numbers 6, 24 to 26. We hear Moses say it, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Turn his face toward you and give you peace." Peace. Sometimes the trouble and the anguish that we go through causes us not to be able to understand or appreciate peace. We don't feel it. We don't sense it. But God heals the brokenhearted. In Psalms 147:3, it says, "He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds." In being brokenhearted, we're deeply afflicted. We're saddened. We're downcast, dejected. We feel a great sense of loss or pain or anguish, and it really rips at our very core. Maybe we're crushed by loss, troubled by circumstances, broken in our bereavement, beaten down by the abuse from others, despairing because of disappointment. Or maybe we're incapacitated due to physical or mental ailments, or we're smothered by loneliness. At Christmas time, it's a time of happiness and joy, but it's also a time that I found over the years of pastoring, it can be some of the loneliest and darkest time for some folks, because it's the time they feel alone. Maybe we're victimized by aggressors, or we're rejected by those that we love. Maybe we've been paralyzed by bad decisions. And maybe we're destitute because of sin. Or you find yourself waking up this morning in a town that we love dearly, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and finding that everything that you knew that was life and the place where you put your head at night has been burned to the ground. Over 1,000 structures burned and destroyed. Many lives displaced this morning. And people who thought they knew what peace was last week don't know peace today. I saw several slides. Many of you know that we own a timeshare there, and we have for about 30 years, two different units, and our facility was burned to the ground. Don't grieve for us. But I saw in some of the slides of the pictures, there was a meeting that was at City Hall or wherever they were gathering, and there was the mayor, and there was the head park ranger, and the fire chief, and others, and they had the pastor of First Baptist Church, and we had gone to First Baptist Church at times when we were there in Gatlinburg, because it was right near where our condo was, and we'd gone to watch night service there, and he was speaking to someone, or speaking to the crowd, in the first shot, and then the next shot, you saw him with a resident there. I don't know who he was. It was a slender man, and big pastor had his arms around him, and you could tell they were sobbing into one another's shoulders. That's ministry. That's extending peace in the midst of brokenness. In Psalms 34:18, it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in their spirit." Aren't you glad that Jesus binds the brokenhearted? He lifts them up. He speaks peace to them. He brings them together. The peace in the New Testament literally means to join together. Another way to say it is to glue back together that is broken. Jesus is the glue that puts our broken lives back together. Jesus is the glue that puts broken relationships back together. Jesus is the glue that puts broken spirits back together. It's that idea of gluing back together that we understand we need the bond that only He can bring. We need the peace that only He can give. We need peace with God. In our scripture this morning in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, since we've been justified through faith," justified means made right. "Since we have been made right through faith, we now have peace with God. We have shalom. We have an absence of war. There's not a turmoil within when you have peace with God because of Jesus and what He did for us on Calvary's cross. He glues back together our lives. He covers the chasm that separates us from God. He gives us peace with God. Are you away from Him this morning? Do you feel disconnected from God? In our mission statement, part of it is that we come to know Christ and we seek to make Him known. And if you don't know Him today personally, we would be happy to help you find the peace that only He can give. In Isaiah 57:9, it says, "Peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, I will heal them." He is the healer who is peace and brings peace right where we need it within our lives. Oh, God, be the glue that puts me back together. Be the glue that holds me together. May I not be separated from You and become unhinged or unglued, but may what you did for me be something that I accept and realize that, you know, it only fits and stays together if I've got Jesus in my life. Peace with God. Then there's that peace of God. We need peace that happens internally. And as that peace happens internally, we experience it by what's happened vertically. It's the relationship is with us and Him. It's been restored. It's been put back together. It permeates our lives. Only God can give the peace and give us that kind of peace that will heal us and restore us. I don't know about you, but I want to be able to enjoy, embrace, understand, and experience peace more than just 8% of the time. I want to be able to experience peace 100% of the time, no matter what's going on around me, to know the peace that only He can give. Shortly before Jesus died on Calvary, He's quoted as saying in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid." He's real peace. Are you at turmoil this morning? The answer is in the peace that only Jesus can give. Then we need peace with others. If we've got the vertical right, we need the horizontal. If we're ever to go beyond the 8% and assume the other 92% to have peace in our world and peace with others, it happens when we start first in our relationship with the Lord. But then we start to say, "Lord, help me see that person the way that you see them. Help me minister to them and reach out to them the way that you would reach out and minister to them. Help me to understand that when you came as a babe in a manger, you didn't come for this one, not that one. You didn't come for this one and not that one. You didn't come for that family and not this family. You came for all. You came to bring peace in every heart, in every life, in every home, and in every culture. Help us to reach others with the peace that only you can give." Dietrich Bonhoeffer, noted pastor and theologian, German in World War II, who went to death because of his stance of saying that what's going on in our culture today and what Hitler was trying to do is wrong, did not cave in and held a high standard, knew that just getting along to get along is not the answer. That's not real peace. He said this: "The followers of Jesus have been called to peace. When He called them, they found their peace, for He is their peace. But now they are told they're not only to have peace, they're to make peace." Lord, help me to be one who makes peace rather than war, who seeks to bind and bring together and glue together lives and relationships to let others know about you and the peace that only you can give, rather than seeking just to have it for myself. You see, love's not love until you give it away. And really, you can't have peace unless you give peace away. Lord, help me to be willing to share you. Because He came to give peace not only to you, not only to those that are close to you and I, but to others, and He wants peace for others. How are they going to get it? Well, we springboard from Bonhoeffer's statement, and I think we go to a song that we all know, "Go Tell It on the Mountain," that Jesus Christ is born. We do like the shepherds did. We go and see for ourselves, and we saw and we experienced the peace and the joy. And then we go out and tell everybody what we've seen. Whether they believe us or not, we tell them because they need to hear the story. They need to understand that He came to be their peace. How will they ever know if we don't tell them? How will they ever know if we don't show them? How will they ever know if they don't see Jesus' love lived out in our lives? Peace with God, peace of God, peace for others, and a peace that will last. You don't really know peace until you know the Prince of Peace. And then all the troubledness stops and it settles down, Brother Glenn. And he gives us a calmness in the midst of the storm, that no matter what we face, somehow we know it's going to be okay. Abba, Father, hold my hand and don't let go. Lead me through this tough spot. And as a loving dad reaching down, you know, he doesn't let go of our hand. But I think there's sometimes that he picks us up and he holds us and carries us through the roughest spot. And he says, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, but as he gives. Remember Romans 5:1, therefore, since we've been justified, since we've been made right, since we've been glued back together through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You're only going to have peace if you seek him. Well, how do you get that peace? We've just come through an election. For some, it's over. For others, they're saying it's not over. We're looking for a president. Here's the answer that I saw some commentator write. It's aptly said, Jesus does not want to be resident in you. He wants to be president in you. And you think about it in our culture. And in the situation that we're living in our land right now, we're looking for a president, looking for a leader. The one that we really need to lead in our lives and to be in charge in our hearts and to lead us from the inside out is one that we don't want him just to live in here. We want him to live and to lead. Jesus, you be president in me. You be president in the lives of those that I come in contact with. You let them know, Father, you let me know that you have won the victory over sin, death, and the grave. And I can have life and I can have love and I win. I have real peace when you're the president within. Then we'll have shalom. Real shalom. Some of the things in life we don't understand. Some of the timing we don't understand. But we know that God does. And God does all things well. Next Sunday, we're going to have with us some very special servants of the Lord. And Dan Bohai and Craig Grinch, Laura Lee Everleth. We didn't have them scheduled for December. We had them scheduled in October. But Hurricane Matthew decided to make an appearance and changed all that. But you know, somehow I think that God knew that for Somerville Church of the Nazarene, for me and for you, this was the time that we really needed peace. This was the time that I really needed revival. In the midst of all the hustle and bustle, I need to carve out some time to focus on you. For you're our hope, you're peace, you're the one who is love and joy. And to really get things nailed down with you and to be right with you and know that you're right with me is real shalom. Dan and his ministry team are in Ohio today. They'll be making their way towards us next Sunday. Laura Lee, I'm sure, is over at Charleston Calvary with her parents, and she'll be here next Sunday to lead in music worship. But I just thought that it would be good this morning that we make the investment to just gather around the front as God's people. I'm not necessarily asking you to kneel. I can move this out of the way, but to everyone come forward who would. And let's come and stand around the front and say, God, move among us. Move in us. Bring us your peace. Whether you use Dan or whether you use Laura Lee or whether you use Craig or whether you use this time, bring us your peace. Have your hand on those ministers, but have your hand on our hearts and our homes and on our lives. Stand together with me, please. If you would, let's just make our way to the front and crowd in, everyone that would. Just come and get as close as you can and line up here across the front. Beautiful sight. And we can get in close. Join hands if you don't mind, or put your hand on someone's shoulder near you. Can come on and fill in right here at the front if you want to come even closer, it's fine. While I'm praying, would you pray too? Precious Lord, during this time, we thank you for the peace that only you give, the hope that we have in you. We understand evangelists don't bring revivals in their suitcase or their vehicle. You bring revival. You know what each of us need. We need you. We need more of you. We need to give more of ourselves to you. I just ask that you would look inside each and every heart and home. And precious Lord, speak peace to us today. There's so much turmoil going on around us, so much vying for our attention. So many people trying to kick sand in some people's face and discourage and rip the heart out of others. And this morning I claim the blood of Jesus that it'll keep Satan at bay. Satan, you have no place here. Whether in this building or any heart or home, you have no place here. And Jesus shed blood on Calvary, shed not only to cover our sins, but to keep you at bay. Get thee behind me, Satan, is the statement. But the meaning of it is, as we ask him to get behind us, we also ask, Jesus, get in with us and within us. Be president in our hearts and lives today. Father, I just ask your anointing on each home, your blessing on each home. We thank you for the children that ministered to us this morning, and bless them and their families. Thank you for the ministers of music that were shared this morning, and the teachers that taught. Speak to them, speak peace through them. But speak peace to us. Peace that will last. And around this church and around these altars, I just pray that you would sanctify them, that your will would be done. Not only this Sunday, but next Sunday and in the days to come. Draw us closer to you. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. And God's precious people said, amen and amen. And would you share his love one with another? Share his peace. Shalom.